He's having some tenderness with it, so there's just some particular movements where it bothers him. So we'll be smart with him today and tomorrow. No, totally different. This is a sprain. Scott Wells was absent from work today. He had personal personal reason. He was tending to a very positive one, so he'll be back tomorrow. I think once the ball's kicked off, the Green Bay Packer fans will be the great fans that they always are. You know, our fans have a lot of class. I think they'll be appropriate. You know, I was here in '99. I remember when Mike Holmgren came back, and I think our fans are first class. I think they'll handle it appropriate. So. I'm very comfortable where we are, you know, today as a football team. And it seems like he's happy over there in Minnesota. So, but that's really my focus. But you know, as far as his situation over there, and if he's happy, that you know, that's great. But you know, going back to that time for everybody, it really in my view is, you know, has nothing to do with today's game or Sunday's game. I'm sorry? I thought Aaron played very well in that football game. You know, we had a number of tough situations throughout the game that he continued to overcome. We had a lot of productivity on offense. It's a tough place to play. You know, every offense goes through it up there. You know, the ability for, you know, it starts with their D-line to jump that snap count and so forth. But I thought time and time again, he was overcome negative situations. So, you know, I thought he played well.
Did you have to try to decide on defense whether to stop Adrian or to stop Brett Favre? Do you feel you can kind of handle it all? How do you game plan that?
Oh, you always go into a game trying to handle it all, but it is a starting point for everything. And if you go to any defensive meeting on Wednesday morning, I would say 99.9% of them are going to talk about stopping a run first, regardless of who they're playing. You want to make the opposing offense be one-dimensional, and you know, a lot of that holds true for us this week. I don't know. I don't know what people really think of our defense. I know we got a damn good defense. They're getting better each week. It's a process that you go through. Just visiting with Dom throughout the spring and going through training camp. He's done this before. He's come into programs, installed this defense, and there's a course that you take. There's some bumps in the road, and I think our defensive players are doing a good job of overcoming those types of things. So you know, we're finding a comfort level. They're moving through their menu of things that we've set in the spring to tailor to the skills sets of our players, and I'm very excited about the path that we've taken. Anytime you play a multiple scheme, it doesn't matter what phase you're in, offense, defense, and special teams, there's a higher level of communication, whether it's from how much or to how exact or what people try to do to you. So it really starts with the communication. Communication is a great tool to judge the confidence of your unit. Our communication gets better and better each week. It keeps us, you know, all where we're supposed to be and doing the things that we want to do in particular sets and so forth. So I think the biggest improvement has been the communication. We're looking at Amon, you know, as far as contributing. I mean, he'll potentially have an opportunity to be up. I mean, we have you know, some injury situations that we're working through, but I like what I've seen so far. from Almond, but it's, you know, once again, you know, he wasn't here for training camp. There are things that have changed in the offense since our time together in the past, so we're just trying to work him through that. I think it goes back a little bit to the question, you know, I just talked about communication. I think the communication back there is a lot cleaner. Atari was here from day one when Dom installed the defense. So just the checks and, the ability to, when you play against Minnesota, that, they're going to roll 8, 9, 10 personnel groups at you. And it's just, the ability to communicate and get lined up, that part of it is a big advantage compared to where we were on Monday Night Football up there. And the second part, Tari's a good football player. He has the potential to be an impact player, and there's a reason why he's a starting safety on our defense. So it's definitely great to have him back. He went. Jason Spitz went, had a second opinion on it on his back, and just had some treatment. So I anticipate that he'll go tomorrow, but we'll see how he is in the morning. It's really part of the course that we've taken with both Mark Tauscher and Amon Green. Just the ability to try to work them up to the point where everybody's comfortable with them being ready. I mean, I can't simulate live action at this point in the season. We practice hard. Our padded practices are physical, but there's nothing like live action. Well, the thing with Mark, Mark's been here longer than Amon, but Mark's come off a major, major injury where Amon isn't. So there, you could look at that either way. So our offensive line, we're getting healthy there. We got a bunch of different combinations. We're going to work the week, and frankly, until all the information's in, then we'll decide which way we're going to go. So we're trying to look at all those guys throughout the week. That's correct. That's correct. Yes. I think Winfield's an excellent player. I've said that before in here. He's, in my opinion, from a defensive standpoint, he's one of, let's say, my favorite players. I think he's one of the better defensive players in the NFC. I just love the way he plays. He's physical. He's tough against the run. He's competitive. He's well experienced. He has a good set of unique set of skills. He's definitely their best player in the secondary. So, everybody has injuries this time of year. Every team's going through it. I would definitely think he's one of the leaders, or one of their better players on their football team. Yeah, I thought our running game was much improved Sunday. The ability to run the ball that many times is a big part of it. I thought our blocking unit played better. You saw a lot more continuity, culmination blocks, and things like that. I thought Ryan ran it hard. It's the direction we want to go. We want to be balanced, the ability to be balanced in every game. I'm not sure what you're asking me, Greg.
I mean, you like to have a high number of plays.
You're talking about total plays in the game? Okay. Well, I mean, we're trying to run as many plays as possible. It doesn't matter to me if they're runs or passes. I mean, you want them to be productive plays. I mean, we call plays based on situations, based on the flow of the game. I mean, the things that happen during the course of the game. You always have a starting point in every football game that I've ever planned for, but games go in different directions, from a positive and a negative outlook. I mean, you got to be able to take advantage of things if the opportunity presents itself, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball. So, really running it or running the ball or throwing it, to me, doesn't really factor in how many plays you run. I mean, it's the ability to be up tempo, play fast, and be productive. Jake, we have a very good chance of being up. I mean, that's something we're looking at. I mean, we have four wide receivers right now that are healthy. I'm looking for continuity and cohesiveness. I think that's clearly what you look for in every offensive line, and the ability to play next to the same guy, you know, more than 1 or 2 weeks. I mean, we've had a hard time hitting that target. I mean, that's just the way it's gone for us as far as injuries and some of the rotations we've had to go through. So we're striving to find that group collectively that plays, you know with some continuity, and you know, we're doing the best we can to get that done. It's funny. It reminds me a little bit the way my father raised me. I never knew. You never knew really where you stood. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he just won the NFC Offensive Player of the Month, and we haven't even given him a game ball yet. So I think we need to take a closer look at how we're judging him. But, he's a young man. He's talented. He works hard. He deserves, everything that he accomplishes. But, he's just doing a really good job of running the offense, and I can't say enough about that. But I guess based on not giving him a game ball, I guess he's not playing good enough yet. So we'll see what happens. I'll say this about Aaron. Aaron wants to play football. He wants to win games. He's human, just like all of us. Has it been discussed yet? Yes, we've talked about it. But it doesn't do anything good to take it any further than that. But it's a great situation for Aaron Rodgers. He's taking full advantage of it, and we're proud that he's our quarterback. That's the facts. Based on what Dr. McKenzie feels about Jermichael, it's going to be as much treatment, around the clock between now and Saturday will be potentially the first test day or a Sunday morning workout is what we're shooting for. That's our plan, yes. The reason why we've decided to take this approach with Jermichael is just the impact that he has more on our situational offense. I mean, we have a lot of things, like I'm sure a lot of offenses do, you carry over week to week, and he's a big part of that. So things that we're looking to carry over from past weeks where there is a lot of reps and so forth, we'd like to have the opportunity to potentially carry that into the game, and he gives us that. So that's why we've taken this path. Well, I think Spencer's done a good job, and I don't have any qualms of running, the things that we've run with two tight ends. Jermichael is unique. I mean, I think we all recognize that as far as the matchup opportunities he gives you, which was evident in the game up there in Minnesota. We felt that he was an excellent matchup for us in that game, and he took full advantage of that opportunity with a big evening up there. But really, the next set of issues when you game plan is it's not Spencer, it's not having the third tight end. So you never want to go into a game where you're one injury away from being out of your core base concepts that you're planning for that game. So you don't want to have your whole offense in two tight ends. So that's those are some of the things we're looking at. Well, I mean, he plays the game at such a high speed. I mean, that's the thing that I think Brett has always done a very good job of, you know, he sees the game fast, he plays fast, gets the ball out of his hand. I mean, I think it's obvious to everybody, he can still make the throws. You know, he still has his legs, he can still move around. So I think he was such an exceptional athlete, you know, physically when he was younger. And now he still has the skill set to play at a high level. But, you know, I think the ability to see the game and play as fast as he does has been a big asset for the Vikings. Well, you make adjustments for players that you feel may be a challenge for you on Sunday, and that's no different in this case. But, you know, also they can make changes, too. He doesn't always just line up on their right side. He goes and lines up on their left side, too. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's who has the pen last, you know, type thing. But, you know, we just looked at the things, the particular plays where he was productive. You know, was it something that we did schematically, or was it something that shouldn't have happened, or, you know, and that's always my view on it. I mean, he had a very productive day on paper, and you know, but some of the things that were created up there really throughout the game, you know, those are things we did ourselves that we can fix. But you know, he's a big part of their pass rush. They've been a different defensive line since he's arrived there. So I mean, we definitely have acknowledged that. Correct, both. I mean, it's all part of it.